Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, July 3rd. We learned this morning on the show that food is just too sweet.
Yeah, I totally agree. Food is getting sweeter. We got to do something with all this high fructose corn syrup we're making.
Yeah, it is interesting, especially if you're really trying to cut sugar out of your diet. Believe it or not, things start getting sweeter with less sugar. But this was actually an analyzation of more than 400,000 food reviews of Amazon. They found that people today find foods taste too sweet. They say it's the most frequently mentioned taste quality, and reviewers definitely told people that human food is oversweetened.
I agree, yeah.
And if there is only some simple way for food manufacturers to make food less sweeter, it would be it wouldn't be such a problem.
But I'm thinking don't add sugar to it.
Yeah.
just out loud here, I figured, let's try that first.
I'm thinking right out of the box here, all right?
Spitballing here.
All right, let's just take sugar out of it, all right? Travelers want faster lines at airports because, the airports are really trying to clean up their images because it's miserable to fly now.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. It's pretty gross. It's gross. The lines are long. Like Storm, you said, the seats are all too small. There's just so many things going on.
TSA's really changed everything. I don't know how much good they're doing, but it's just this false sense of security. But somebody, if they looks at your belt, makes you feel safer.
Well, right. And they're doing everything and it's not just TSA, but it's customer service. It's delayed flights. It's, stores not being open when people are coming in or whatever. So travelers were asked, and they said that 60% said that they'd be willing to let airports and airlines and other travel providers track their locations if the data were used to redeploy staff to busy areas of the airport to cut down on wait times.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. And maybe a little GPS turn by turn so I can get to the gate in an unfamiliar airport.
That is really true because, especially on the flight, sometimes they'll ramble off gates and everything. And usually I have the app, but sometimes that changes last minute your gate
and
your connecting flight.
If you fly to the smaller airports here in the heart of Florida, you're going to go to the last gate. At the biggest airport, and your connecting flight is the last gate on the other side of the biggest airport.
My favorite is when they're making those announcements, there's somebody else making another announcement right on top of the other person.
Right.
And that exact moment is when the person at your gate decides to start announcing boarding.
Absolutely. Half reported waiting at least 45 minutes in lines at airports, and they said that that's just a little bit too long. By the way, people, not a lot of interest in robots interacting with people. Hey, I'm angry. I want somebody, a human, to hear me. I don't want a computer to hear me
exactly,
on this.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself sunscreens. Do we really need to go over this? Apparently, it's a thing because it's on Pinterest, and people feel that you can make your own sunscreen because zinc oxide, it's a sunscreen, right? You just, instead of mixing it with all these other chemicals I can't pronounce and I don't really want this on my skin, I don't know what's going to do to me, I'm going to mix it with some essential oils, and voila, I got sunscreen.
No, Kepler, you're not a scientist, okay?
No, and this is what this is what it's weird, and this is why we pay good money for people to go to school and learn the chemical compounds and stuff. Zinc oxide is an active ingredient in a lot of sunscreens, and it does work.
We'll give you that.
All right. But it doesn't really work to absorb and reflect. It doesn't work the exact same way all the time. It needs some friends, some other chemicals in order for it to work well. And in fact, here is the comparison.
This example is good right here, yeah.
They say that zinc oxide is the number one ingredient in diaper cream. And what they actually did for an example, they looked at an SPF 50 sunscreen that had zinc oxide in it, only had 15% of zinc oxide. SPF 15, which is less sun protection, actually had 19% zinc oxide in it.
So apparently it's not the zinc oxide that's keeping the sun protection factor.
Right. And they also say improperly formulated sunscreen can actually increase the amount of damage your skin gets from the sun, making DIY sunscreens very bad and worse. In fact, they say that a lot of times it's the other chemicals that distribute the zinc oxide, other chemicals that get it to cling to your skin. So when you go into water, you sweat, it doesn't go away. And other stuff where it's just to work. So they say, in essence, the best way is to get water-resistant broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF 30 or higher, applied 30 minutes before you're in the sun, and reapply it every 2 hours immediately after swimming or sweating.
And get
feel like we've done okay for the last several years, you know, with just getting some sunscreen and putting it on and then making sure we don't get burnt.
So before Pinterest, we were fine.
You don't need to make your own everything. Just use some sunscreen and call
Nailed
it a day.
It. Yeah, well, it goes along with a lot of other stuff that people just see one article and realize, oh, that's the truth, though 99.999% of the other ones counteract that.
It is hot out there.
July 4th, of course, we have the Independence Day holiday coming up tomorrow, 1776. I guess it would be the birthday of America, which what we celebrate, right?
Yeah, close enough.
Although Congress, actually, July 2nd is when they approved the Declaration of Independence.
Continental Congress did, yeah. The only people that signed it were like the Secretary and John Hancock on the 4th, and everybody else got together August the 2nd and ratified it.
Yeah, in fact, you were saying there, and I do remember this, that John Adams wanted July 2nd to be the birthday of America, not July 4th. John Adams was kind of a little stubborn goat.
He didn't like Thomas Jefferson, I'll tell you that.
He didn't either, but ironically, those two founding fathers died July 4th, 1826.
Yeah, within hours of each other.
Crazy, isn't it?
On the same day, same year.
And then 5 years after that, July 4th, 1831, James Monroe, fifth president of the United States, died.
Yeah.
Let's see. We found out that Alice's Adventure in Wonderland was actually read to Alice Lindell by a story by Lewis Carroll back on July 4th, 1862.
That's cool.
I thought these were great twin names, Esther Pauline and Pauline Esther. Who are they? Anne Landers and Dear Abby.
Two sisters.
Yeah, they were born on July 4th,
1918. And they were actually in competition with each other.
Yeah, I think that was funny. They were competing with each other for advice. Of course, any baseball fan knows the speech that Lou Gehrig gave, the luckiest man on the face
luckiest
of the earth.
Man, on the face.
July 4th, 1939. Coco, the sign language gorilla.
Oh, I love Coco.
Was born on this day, 1971.
This one's my favorite.
Yeah, Bob Ross, we lost him, Mr. Happy Little Tree Guy.
Not that we lost him, but Bob Ross is my favorite.
Yeah, he's had more fame after his... He's like an Elvis thing.
Yeah, his estate's worth a fortune now. He's still going on there. They even play the program on PBS.
Yeah, you know? I love the fact that he got zero money for doing that show on CBS or PBS.
Isn't that something?
He just liked doing it.
Yeah.
We found out that you can donate your old bra to help save a turtle. This is kind of a cool thing that kind of happened on social media a week or two ago, but there's a Carolina waterfowl rescue in Charlotte. They had put up a post on social media saying, hey, you know what we could use? Those old bras you have, we could use those because we actually use the clasps on the back or the front.
They cut those off the bra, the metal clasps, and they use those to use kind of like a butterfly bandage with a cracked turtle shell. It'll gather it back together so it can heal.
Yeah. And
they glue them on either side and kind of wire them up.
Yeah, I think that is pretty cool because this time of the year turtles are laying eggs, so they're out of their wet environment a lot more, and then just of course normal human activity, a lot of people out doing yard work a lot more as well, so there are a lot of turtles that have broken shells, and I guess they do kind of repair themselves, but you just kind of need, like with a bandage, to have that added pressure. So they said that they have plenty of bras. Anyone that sends them right now, they actually go to the thrift store or in the food pantry for sale. But they do ask for any cash donation because there's other things that they could do.
Yeah.
They have a great website. If you have a kid or you like looking at animals,
cool.
Carolina
Waterfowl Rescue.
Yeah. Ducks, cute little ducks waddling through. Aww. And I love those. And then finally, we learned about old fireworks. You tend to think that your fingers would be the casualty of firework play. Unused, but come to find out, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the number one injury from fireworks is from your eyes.
You know, this
I believe that. I've seen a few idiots or two leaning over. Did that fuse light? No. Is this in the bottle properly? After they've already set it on.
I think about it this way. This happens every 4th of July. For the week before 4th of July and the week after 4th of July, 800 people a day go to the emergency room with fireworks injuries. 800 a day.
That's
for
2 weeks.
Number one injured is our injuries include ruptured eyeballs, damaged corneas, and retinas. So unless you just don't like enjoying your eyesight, go right ahead.
Yeah.
I'll hold
your beer.
It
was a thing. Mom always made me stand way back. Hey, my father's already lost one eye. What's another? He can do it.
Yeah, that's always the rule. I mean, you keep the fireworks away from the kids, so the adults who've been drinking all day should be doing that.
Say, that sounds like a great idea, Storm.
Yeah, that's so funny to me.
Like,
hey, here you go, America. Twice a year, why don't you blow up some explosives while drunk?
There you go.
Heck yeah. Woo-hoo. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, July 3rd. We're off for the rest of the week. We'll be back on Monday, but you can listen to us live anytime on the 98.5 KTK radio station and on the radio.com app.
Yeah, ABC, yeah.
Bye, happy 4th.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.